Because we have a case in the Gemara of Moshe Eben Menachas Lebechekai. He didn't realize that Eben was there. He stood up and he did many things. Either he damaged, and where's his chayim, Avram Potter, Shabbos Nachol Shabbos, in Golas, he's Potter. Rashi going muffle all the maze, part of the Gabigol's Ksiv, Makanevish Bishkago, the Lay Mikri Shkago, El Hekin Havli Dia Mekara, Bezel Hikiba Mailam. I will see more, maybe more by that later. Somehow Rashi saying that you need Hikiba, but for Golas, you need that you knew about it before. We need Abed, look to the Rabbi Shimon of Liver upon it. We need Abed, the Rashi, Muffle Abed, the Sima Einoi. So then, the halach is that Eved Kanani goes free if the Adon damages one of his Eivarim. So therefore, if he blinds him, he goes free. So what about in this case, where the Adon had the Eved V'chekai, stood up, and the Eved flew and blinded the Eved, does he go chair? So where it says, Mechleik is Rav Shimon Gamliel of Rabbanan. What's the machlekes? Nisanya, Hareshali Rabbi Reife. The Odin is a doctor. Amalai, the Eber told the master, Chola Einai. The Sima told me to put some shmirach, some medicine in his eye. He ended up blinding him. Or Chatar Lishinai, clean my tooth, whatever, do a cavity, whatever it is exactly, do something with the tooth. And Vipila, he ended up knocking it out. He knew he was trying to heal. He was trying to help him. Sichei bad miyatsa. He could laugh at the Adon, and you know, even try to help him. But aflok, he knocked out my tooth. He knocked out my eye. He blinded me. I go lecheres. That's shit. The Tanakam Shem Gmulayim v'shichasa chizchaben l'shichasa l'shachasa. So in other words, you need kabana, because the pasuk in the parasha of Eved says. Kiyak ish es ein avdoi o es ein amasai v'shich hasai destroyed it. V'chosh ishchen tachshinoi tachzeinoi. So Rishon understands v'shich hasai that he destroyed it connotes that there was kavana for destruction. But in our case, where Adrab is trying to help the slave, in that case, b'chay gavna, there is no din of the eved goes out b'shem bayin. That's the Gemara. Practice is Tema. The Parakam Lekdushim Mukmi Rabbanon Hay Veshichas Lahayshid Yadai Emei Shivcha Vesime and the Adon was delivering a baby and he stuck his hand into the Shivcha's womb and inadvertently he blinded the Ubar. So it goes free. I'm sorry. It's part of the mishum. Even the chamim, yeah, they don't say you need kavana l'shichasa. But in that case, he doesn't go free. Why? In that case, the Gemara says v'shichasa tells me that it doesn't go free. Why? So Taisvus, that actually the Gemara doesn't say these words of Taisvus. The Gemara just says v'shichasa. As it says, "Shleiskaben la'ayim." That's a Rashi and Kedushin also says. The point is that you in other words, the difference between the case of the Uber and the case of the Raife. The case of the Raife, you're dealing with the eye. You're patching with the eye. Shanking by the Uber, you stam stuck his hand in there. He's not touching the eye. Bedafka meila b'chay gavna. He was less a lesser of kavana. The Mela, the Eved, the Shifcha, the Uber, does not go L'Cheiris. So Mela, the Faktai is the Baam Kasha. Hachinam, Yilayin is Gavin. When the guy had the rock in his lap, and he stood up and propelled the rock against the Eved and knocked out the eye, L'Cheir, B'chai Gavin also, he was not Macham for the eye. So what's the difference between the case of the Uber, when Rabban Amayda, yes, they don't go L'Cheiris. Because you weren't mechaven to the eye, and the case of the Evan, where an argumar says that according to Chacham Yidula L'Chairis, even though you were Mechamim for the eye, you just stood up. You didn't B'dafka have in mind that the Eved should go boom right into the Eved's eye. Okay? So that's why it's Kash. So that's why it's and this Kash, this Kash, we have a number of answers in the Rishayim. Veishleim has a taisis. Loi patru rabbanan elahechad blein niskaben laayin. The gam niskaben latevas seishal eved. Says taisis when Marvdei says that lafina chame by the Uber case of the Uber rabbanan ma'ida that you don't go lecheres. So over there pshat is there's two svaras that come together. Yeah, it's tarti l'mayusa. The two svaras in the favor of the Adam. One is they delivering the baby, and the second one you're helping, trying to help the Eved. And the second svara is inam mechavin for the eye. Okay, it's only the combination of these two svaras, which is why we say that you don't go lecheres. Yeah. Mashen king, ab neskavim la'ayin, apish neskavim tevasa, lo neskavim tevasa, ab neskavim la'ayin loy. So in order for when the Gemara darshin over there b'shichasa, b'fina chamin, in the case of the Uber, you don't go cheres. It's not just because you weren't mecham for the eye. I said the Gemara didn't say that. He didn't say that. Rashi got it, says it over there. The Gemara doesn't say what is the nakuda. So Tosfos says there's two nakudas over there, and it's a combination of the two nakudas that allows why the Eved doesn't go free. One is that you're being mecham for Tu'alas, and two, you're not being mecham for the eye. Now, Mashen came in Meila, Mashen came in the case of the Roife, even though you're mecham for Tu'alas, but you're mecham against the eye. Mashen came, and Mashen came in our case, where, although you're not being mecham for Tu'alas, by us, since you're not being mechavim to Elis, even though you're not being mechavim for the eye, still we say that you go lecheres. Now, it's interesting, the Rajba.
Can Rebbe repeat that? What does that mean?
Taisa says, in order, the case of Uber, where there they're bun and hold, you don't go lecheres, there's two milas over there, two reasons why the other should not go lecheres. Two things in his favor. One is, he told them again. One is, One is that you're not being mechaben against the Aver. Yeah. And also you're being mechaben to Elis. Okay, it's only the combination of both of those two svaras, you don't go lecheres. Mashen came, so therefore, we have two cases where each one has one. Okay, we have the case of the doctor, where there, since you're right there, you're mechaben. There, even in Mechavim Tu'alas, but Mechavim against the eye. You're dealing with the eye. So therefore, you go L'Cheiris. In our case, where, since you're not Mechavim Tu'alas, so you're missing that aspect of not going L'Cheiris, and therefore, over here, go L'Cheiris, because even you're not Mechavim for the Aver, but you're not Mechavim Tu'alas. So you need a combination. In order that you shouldn't go L'Cheiris, you need both things. The Rajba in Kedushin, it's the main antithesis. He argues. The Rajba says, if each svara by itself doesn't work, so how does it? What's this combine over here? What's the combination that together works? Yeah, it means that our band. Taisus here to shine off the deka tackle table. So chodin skavul and also of oidlin skavul pile. Udi koshali. Kavanas hana loy mahani. I mean, Kamino, you're Rabbi Raife. You see that the svar of kavanas hana, yeah, doesn't help because even the doctor is mechavim hana. Help that bit, yeah. The mission loy skav laayin loy bin kavana, like in the case like by us. So each svar by itself doesn't work. So how does it work together? So the Chayyur Teretz, I've seen some people say, the Chayyur Teretz is because it's understanding of a Shichasa, right? In other words, the Pasuk says V'shichasa. So Sefira Blaz, what does V'shichasa mean? You have to have Kavanah. That's V'shichasa. You have to have Kavanah to destroy Mamish, Kavanah to knock out the eye. That's V'shichasa. Tosfos holds that in order that you know, there has to be some element of V'shichasa. Okay? In order that shouldn't go L'cheiris, you need that, you know, As long as it has one element of v'shichasa, the hainu, you're mechamed against the eye, or you're not mechamed to LS, so there's some element of v'shichasa, then Taisus holds that you're chayiv. This that we're mayid, uber is dafko, when there's no element b'chal of v'shichasa, that's what the pasuk is telling me. V'shichasa says you need some element of v'shichasa in order to go chayiv. If I'm dealing with the eye, and I wasn't careful enough, or I'm not being mechamed to LS, then either one of those is a kiyum of v'shichasa. So in order that there should be v'shichasa, it has to be that it's totally that this aleph you mechamed to LS, and also you're not even mechamed towards the eye, so then mechal is not v'shichasa. That's what Taisus holds. Okay, that's our Taisus. Taisus, the Rashba. Over here, and the Kedushin brings down the Ra'ivit, that the Drush, again, the Gemara over there in Kedushin doesn't say what the Drush is. It just says, what does Pshicha tell me? The case of Uber. Says the Ra'ivit, a whole new shot. What's the case of Uber? The case of Uber is that the Svar of the why is no Pshicha says, because since it's an Uber, and the Uber does not see with the eye, so the eye that you knocked out is not a seeing eye, it's not a functioning eye. So Mela, so V'shichasa tells me, what does V'shichasa say? What does V'shichasa say? You had an eye, you had a functioning eye, and what did you do to that eye? You destroyed the eye. Yeah? In the case of Uber, you didn't have a functioning eye. V'shichas, as I said, you took a good eye and you destroyed it. The Uber, it wasn't a seeing eye. If it wasn't a seeing eye, so it's missing a v'shichas. So nothing to do with kavana, nothing to do with, you know, touching the eye. Again, because all the Gemara said v'shichas. You have to destroy. It has to be destructive, yeah? So if the eye was not a seeing eye anyway, you didn't destroy anything. That's what the Ra'ivit says. Yeah? What?
The Rashba is saying the same thing as Tosot.
What?
The Rashba is the same thing as Tosot.
Which Rashba?
The Rashba, not the Rashba. Rashba.
Huh? I just quoted the Rashba Kedushin to ask some Taisus.
Oh, doesn't the Rashba say before the Rashba you can see what it's doing? So.
One sec. Arrive at Teretz. Before I was looking at Raj Makdushan. The Raj Bayat. Arrive at Teretz. Awesome. Why Mishum Chain Miskav Mashichasa? Don't do the Kavana. El Mishum Devin and Ayin Roya. Vizeba Vashichasa. Yotzeze. Shesima Ayin Smuya. Sharea Uber Shemesh Shemesh of Chasai. Ain of Kismuyites. They're like blind eyes. Mushchasais. Shein Roy Bem Cloud. So Vashichas implies I took a seeing eye and I destroyed it. An eye of an Uber is not a seeing eye. It's missing in v'shicha, not the kavana. It's missing in the very essence of destruction. V'shicha says that you destroyed something. You didn't destroy a seeing eye. Okay? Now, so that's the second teretz that we have to Taisus Kasha. The third teretz we have is the Rashba himself. Okay? The Rashba himself, what's his teretz? The Yeshloim, the Shani Hasam, the Eina Miskabe La'ayin Cloud. V'loy Re'eyu, V'loy Yedoy. Hilkoch La'kirini Be'Cloud V'shichasa. Havakan, Hoy Re'eyu. Hoy Lo'y Lizar Boy. Okay, says the Raj in his own teretz. What's the difference between the case of the Uber and the case of our Gemara of the stone? Yeah? In the case of the Uber, you're delivering a baby, you don't even see the eye. Okay? So Mela, so it's not like Kaiser says that you're not touching the eye, you're not dealing with the eye. Right? You're not coming in contact with the eye. It's not what you're trying to do. The difference is you don't see the eye. Okay? You're delivering a baby. You're sticking your hands in the mother's womb trying to get the baby out. So therefore, in that case, then we say that you're part there.
One thing. Seeing and careful.
Nothing. What's happening? One is the basis for the other. If by us, by us, right, the Eb is right there in front of you, yeah, and you have the stone in your lap, yeah, or you should the stone's in your lap, whatever it is. The point is, when you get up, right, and you see the Eb, you see the eye, so therefore you should have been more careful. The seeing makes it that you should be more careful. Okay, that's what Rashi says. So therefore, by us, you're chai, but also the Eb goes free, okay. Mashenkin over there, but Uber, that Uber not.
But someone can't be careful. A person can't be careful if he doesn't know that he has the rock in the lap. In the case of the rock, okay.
Either way. That was yesterday we discussed. So why b'chal you chai? Elmai, you should have realized, right? Right. Elmai, however we're going to deal with that, we got to deal with that, right?
Evan, you still didn't see the eye.
What?
Evan, you still didn't see the eye.
Hmm?
You didn't see the eye.
Where? Right, Evan. Evan? You see the Evan's right in front of you. Maybe you see not. The eye. What?
What is he
talking about? So we're saying, Rajab is making a kimta that he's here. If you don't see him, then Echalam, if you're Rajab or not. He's saying, the normal case is the Evan's in front of you, and you go to Abman, right? Where'd he come from?
I don't know, you got the top of some stairs.
What?
And the top of some stairs, and it rolls down and hits him.
Okay, so you're making an kipta. Fine, feed that in that kipta, then we can fit Raj Ben Echonami. No Rambam? Huh? Where's Silk Zabad?
Kenyan.
Hey, Rambam Kenyan over there? What?
Yeah.
Not yet. Now, in the Rambam, we have a similar problem. And we have the Kesef Mishnah that tries to deal with the Rambam. Says the Rambam. Two Rambams. Perek Hei, Hilf Zavodim, Lachid Aleph, and Lachid Gimel. In Lachid Aleph, Rambam says, okay, Kagain, Shazarak Evan the Behema, Benafala Be'evet, you have bad aim, you aim for the Behema, and you hit the Evet. Mehibila Shina, Chakayetz Boy, Layas Lacher Shinemar, Mshain Avdoi, Mshain Mosa Yapil, Achi is Chavit. Here the Ram has a different drasha, and that you need Kavan. That's interesting to note, right? Ram does bring down our case of the Evet. Right, I'm a different case. Case where you threw the rock at the animal and ended up hitting the Evet. I'm making a point that we'll see, and maybe we'll answer that. That's halacha Yudalef. Halacha Yudgimel. That's the Gemara of Shulam Lenerbanan. Reisha Rabbi Raifa Barmalei Choli Einai Besima Hatar Lishinai Bepila Sachat Ba'adon Yotz Lecheres. Yeah. I guess the Sachar Badan is part of the halacha, like, you know. I don't know why it's there, b'chav, but Sachar Badan, that's part of it. After the Shalain is Kaben, Lazik, right? So as the Rama, Rain is Kaben, Lingoya, Beidvore, or Eved, Vinistakein Ben. Okay? you had kavana for the aver, and you endangered them. And so climb myself, ain't how ebed kayebes, my rabbi umel, etc. She goes to chayes. Now, comes along Kesa Mishnah. And asks if he has a kasha on the Rambam. Rambam, what's what our Gemara? Rambam passed like Tanakam. Yeah? That goes to chayes by the Rambam. And our Gemara equates the case of the stone with the case of the doctor. Just like the case of the doctor go chayres, and the case of the stone goes go chayres. Sim Kane, how does Rambam Paskin in the Loch Yad Aleph that there was no kavan when you threw the stone, which is chayres similar to our case, when you threw the stone at the behemoth and hit the heaven, chayres similar to our case, and we got up and propelled the stone and knocked out the heaven 1 second, and chayres, those two cases are equal. And if our Gemara puts together standing up and throwing the stone and pushing and propelling the stone with the doctor, so Chayra, if that gets the Mishnah, how can Raman and Lachin Allah paskin that when you threw the stone at the Behema, then you do not, the Eved does not go L'Cheres?
There's a difference between throwing and just getting up, no? When you throw something, you're throwing it out of, and now you're no longer a shame, you're no longer guarding it.
Which case is worse?
Throwing.
What?
The case of throwing.
And still, what is Rambam passing by throwing?
He doesn't go out.
Right. So I'm saying it's worse. You just said it's worse.
Right. Okay.
So you made the kasha worse.
Yeah.
You made the kasha worse. You're not answering the kasha.
Yeah.
Okay. Say it. Okay. Oh, so it says the kasha mishnah. So first, is one very extremely daichik teretz. Okay, Mamish Daichik Pshat, which he himself says is Daichik. Yeah, he says, Rav Shalayim, the Mishum Nakasha, oh, the Nakasha Lay, Mayan Zelin, Puk Mishum Nomil Rabbana. Also, Mishani, oh, Shneskavan Liga Bayin, Ubishain. Hare, Nashen came Baha, Dois Eben Menaches Loy Bechekoi. Shlois Kavana Klau. So, Chachnil Nirishim, Farash Rabbeinu, Puk Mishum Nomil. Yeah, when Gemara says Pukter, the Bishimur Lira Banan, very Doichik Pshat, doesn't mean that it's totally the Machlaikis. It means that, I don't know how you could say it, yeah, that Afilu, if you Pukter, Bishimur Lira Banan, you're Pater. Even if you're the Machlaikis, you're Pater. Very Doichik Pshat in the Gemara Chaim, right? Okay, even if the Mishnah says, another Gemara seems to say it's totally the Machlaikis. No, Pukter, Bishimur Lira Banan means that even in the fact that Zemachlaik is, here everyone's Marda. It's a very difficult read, yeah? So that's one Teretz. Now, okay, that's very difficult Teretz. Oydei Shleimah, Shetam Rebbeinu, Min Ramin Perkam Ekdushim, Alhai Braisa, Hareish Hai Rabbi Raifa. Yeah? The Gemara said that Bon Ramayda, when, I'm sorry, the feeder bond, what do you do with Shichasa? So we said a case of the Uber. Case of the Uber. Yeah? My time will go to Shichasa. Actually, it's Chavan. First, Rashi. And the Nafkamin is, will you be Chavan for the Eber or not? Right? By Chol Eina, you're Chavan for the Eber. Yes? But by the Uber, you're not Chavan for the Eber. Oh. So, Mela. So Mela says Kesa Mishnah, would you really tell the Rambam is bothered by Taisa Kasha? Right? Rambam is bothered by Taisa Kasha. Yeah? Our Gemara says that according to the Tanakama, even with the stone goes the Chayrus. The Gemara in Kedushin says that we're not Machabin for the Aver. You don't go the Chayrus, like in the case of the Uber. Says the Kesa Mishnah, and Echanami. So Mela was why by the stone you go to Cheres. Says the Kesa Mishnah, and Echanami. And that's why the Rambam says, it's Taka Machlaikis. Rambam says, it's Taka Machlaikis. Hasugis. Yeah? V'hadam Rava. I said, I'm not going to one second. Plea, Yahadam Yimakdushin. So, in other words, the Machlaiki is the Gemara in Baba Kama and the Gemara in Kedushin. The Gemara in Baba Kama says, the Gemara in Kedushin says that by Uber, if you're not Macham for the Aver, you don't go Cheris. And the Gemara in Baba Kama does not make that Chilah. So Mela, that's why the Rambam and the Rambam is. Holds taka mach like this, and therefore the Rambam paskins that by Gemara Kedushin, okay, that the Rambam paskins the Gemara Kedushin. What does Gemara Kedushin say? Rambam paskins the Gemara and Kedushin Megabe Chama, yeah, which means that the Rambam takes on the Gemara and Kedushin. The Gemara and Kedushin says that we're not mecham for the Eiver, even for the Chama, Yemayda, and therefore the case. Wait a second. Our Gemara is Taila. Yeah, the case of the Evan with the case of the doctor. Yeah, that's the Gemara in Baba Kama. The Gemara in Kedushin says they're not dying. Right? The Gemara in Kedushin says that's not telling them Chaykes. If Shingam Leon Nirbana. Right? If you're not Mechavim for the Aver, then you don't go to Cheres for everybody. Okay? So Mela, what was Kesmish's Kasha? What was the Riz Kasha? That how could Ram Paskin, that by when you threw the rock, yes? You threw the rock, you don't go to Cheres, and by the Raife, you go to Cheres. Because our Gemara is titled two things, Habha. Says the Kesna Mishnah, our Gemara is titled two things, Habha. But the Gemara Kedushin is not titled two things, Habha. The Gemara Kedushin says, that's the difference between if you're mechavin, for the Aver, you're not mechavin for the Aver. Okay? And the whole machlek is Rav Shimon Gamliel and the Rabbanon, yes, is when you're mechavin, when you're mechavin for the Aver. So when the Chachamim say you go to Cheres, I'm sorry, listen. The Rambam passes the Chachamim. That by doctor you go to Cheres, right? Aye. So why by Hippel Shina? Why when you throw the rock you don't go to Cheres? The answer is very simple. The Gemara and Kedushin. The Gemara and Kedushin says that they're banna moida by the Uber. Why? Because you're not mechavim for the Aver. And Rambam paskins the Gemara and Kedushin are over the Gemara and Baba Kama, because Gemara and Kedushin is, that's where the sugya is. Okay? And the truth of the matter is, it's really meduyik in the Rambam like this. It's mamish meduyik in the Rambam. Why? What does Rambam say? The etzem chilek between Alochi and Alf and Alochi and Gimel, that's very clear in the Rambam. What does Rambam say? By the case of the doctor, what does Rambam say? Afa pishulay niskaben lahazik, hari niskaben lingoya beibarei ha'evet. And what do you say in Lachir Aleph? You were mechavin, right? What do you say in Aleph? That you were mechavin. You were mechavin for the Aver. Okay, so the chiluk it's clear in the Rambam, the difference between Halachin Aleph and Halachin Gimel, yeah? It's in the first in the Rambam, what's the Chalak? Is he Macham for the Eber, not Macham for the Eber? Okay? Problem is, I argue Gemara, the Chayr doesn't differentiate. Teretz is Rambam's, the Gemara Kedushin. The Gemara Kedushin has a Braisa, the Gemara Kedushin has a problem, but what are Chamdu v'shichasa? If the Gemara is Machalik between whether you Macham for the Eber, not Macham for the Eber, and that's the Rambam Paskin, and Ram doesn't pass on our Gemara. And that's Hakim Meduyik. Why in Halachin Aleph, the Ram doesn't bring down the case of our Gemara? You know what I mean? Ram doesn't bring down the case of Hayev and Munach the Chekai. Ram brings down the case of a different case. Because Ram wants to show you that our Gemara, Ram, we don't pass like our Gemara. Okay? So the case the Ram shows the Chilik, yeah? Is it a case when you threw it? We threw it at the behemah. But kitzur, that's the chayyur, the simple terrors in the Rambam, that Rambam also plays the sugyas. That's the fourth terrors. Terrors kasha.
What is the Rambam saying
in Yugimli? In Yugimli, he passed on the chum. Well, doctor.
In the case of the doctor,
he goes the chayyur. Okay. Halach Yud Aleph, he said, okay, we threw the stone at the behemoth and ended up going, he hit the Eber. So that, and the Ram is clearly Mechalik. Here you had Kavanah for the Eber. Okay? The Ram asked the Kasha. And Halach Yud Gimel, the Ram says, why is Golach Eber? It says, because you're Mechavin for the Eber. You weren't Mechavin. And I just told you that Yud Aleph, you have to be Mechavin. Teretz says, when I told you have to be Mechavin, it means you're Mechavin for the Eber. And here you're Mechavin for the Eber. And that's what Teretz in his initial kasha, as a Rashi learns, as Tysus learns, that's the story of Uber. This chil comes from Uber, right? It's interesting why. Yeah, this chil comes from Uber. So that and that's Gemara Kedusha. If the Ram Paskins like Gemara Kedusha, and therefore he holds that the Gur Macham for Eber Yipater. Now, you have to be ma'ayin, maybe a little bit lush in Rambam, in Halachah Yudbeis. Rambam says, Hoshid Yad Lamei Shivcha, Vesima Eino Uber, Shemeh Liyosel Cher, Sharei Lo Yoda Dover, Sheizkavim Loi. Sharei Lo Yoda Dover, Sheizkavim Loi. What does that lush mean? It's still a mashma derajim, maybe. Sharei Lo Yoda Dover, Sheizkavim Loi. He doesn't know anything. They should be mechaber. It bothers me a little bit. Halachah Yudbeis, because according to this Pshat Kesef Mishnah, right? That's in Yudbeis is Yud Aleph. The Yud Gur mechaber for the Eber. Ram adds the words over here. That's bothering me a little bit. Yoda Dovish is Kavim. Okay, that's something to think about. Right. Okay, so that's the case where you use Lo Hikim Vayla. No, I'm sorry. Hikir Ba Vishakha, Vama, the Nafla, Lina Zakin Chayu, Lina Dal Dvarim Pater. Okay, we knew about it and he forgot it. So, Lina Dal Dvarim Pater. So over here, we have in Muki Yosef. Here, we have Muki Yosef. Is there a remote in the other room? Maybe, because it's not a gentleman. They have just fallen asleep, but one by one. The heat, kind of fighting chance over here. Yeah, so Megayis in the sugya of Eishim Meshem Chitzav, Eishim Meshem Mayinai. So we know it is Maplaik Zerek and Shlokish, when the Mazik of Eish, is that Betzim Adam Mazik? We light a fire and it burns, It's like you are actually, yeah, burning the fire. You're actually doing the. It's your kayak, right? The Grodin said that's the famous Mukhaisis Kasha. Vaisai. Hailalai Chabas candles. Huh? Eshim Shem Chitzai. So it's as if you're doing it. You lit a fire here. Fire went, right? And it damaged. If it damaged a person, you paid Dalad Varm because Eshim, thank you very much. Eshim Shem Chitzai is like Adam Mazik. It means as if you're doing it the whole time, right? As it's burning, it's your kayak, right? Hailalai Chabas candle, Erev Shabbos, it's burning on Shabbos.
An arrow before Shabbos, and it keeps going on Shabbos. Same thing. By an arrow itself, also, you shoot an arrow the second before Shabbos starts. You're not going to say, even though it's your kayach, not going to say your chad because the mice is before.
Shoot a missile. Mm-hmm. The missile takes a few hours.
Yeah. So what? You're saying though,
you're not chad. You're not chad. What? The
arrow
is the cure before Shabbos.
No, I'm not a cure enough. I'll let you kill someone. You shoot an arrow. And
no.
You
yeah.
Shabbos.
Then what?
You're chai
for what?
What do you mean chai for tzicha? What do you mean chai for tzicha?
Either chai for tzicha, not a question chai for tzicha.
No, because if it's on Shabbos, like we're saying, then it's kamal yamine.
Shabbos? Yeah. So kamal yamine is when you miss a mom and knock a mom and not.
Let's say you don't kill someone. Let's say you hit someone.
What?
Let's say you knock on someone's arm.
Yeah, so what do you want to know?
So they'll be saying that.
What do you say? There was. You
shoot before Shabbos, fine.
So there won't be. You won't become ramine, you won't be chai for Shabbos.
Yeah, you won't. Why
would he be chafer Shabbos? Say. As if he did it before. As if he did it before. He says, now Kameen is Lagabe Shibud. Right? He says that is a Nafmina that's Kili already did it before. You chasm makam shubid from there. So, and Akbam, that's just one way to wake everyone up. That's not the guys that the Gaia does. Huh? Wonder what that is?
Yeah.
It's around the same area. Page Chafei, the first column, the Kashalach.
Okay.
Now. Oh, Frakta Mukhaisev, Laman Dom Eshem Hashem Chitzav. Yeah, and Gemara said, Yichai Dal Dvarim. Yeah? Even though, when he lit the fire, right? There's no Kavan to be Mazik. He lit a fire, there's a fire spread, it towards someone, and he's Chai Dal Dvarim. Frakta Mukhaisev. So what are you telling me? Because he's Peshaya. Okay? Because we sure damage, you're not chayiv dal dvarim, right? But you chayiv, but baish is not, because baish you need kavana, and here it's just pshia. So the pshia says the mukayisa. Why you didn't take care of the fire spread, so you're pshia. In fact, mukayisa. So why by Niskav, the next Gemara, why Niskav Shtayim Zarek Arba? Gemara says he put from Dal Devarim. Aye. Mechayev, you're telling me that Pshi alone is enough to Mechayev you. Eish Mishchitz, you're not Mechayev. Elamai, the fact that fire goes, you weren't careful, you Chayev. So why is that different than Niskav Shtayim Zarek Dalit? And he's going to ask also how we understand the dinner of Evan Munach Bechaykai. Okay? Says the Nukyaisa that over there by Inskavu Shayim Vizarak Dalit, Yipat Dal Dvarim, why? Because there, in this ground, we're going to be very Negeya next week when we get to the Sugi Inskavu Shayim Vizarak Dalit. Mukyaisa says, over there, it's Karv La'inis. Okay, we'll see. It's a big shayla, a whole discussion over there exactly what is he saying in Inskavu Shayim Vizarak Arba? Is it Karv L'Pshi? Is it Karv La'inis? We'll get there, yeah? Agabanim, it says over here, it's Karv Einitz. And therefore, you put Nalvar. Lefikach, like Dami Nami, like Zevon Menach Zebchekai, our Gemara. They have a Shokach, V'amav, enough to put Nalvarim. Says Mugayisiv, here there's no Pshia, why? Not Lemetzil Mem, I feel Chilasa Pshia Klau. Dibaz Hashas Hanacha, Right here, to my, when you put the rock there, you knew it was there, right? You put the rock there, you knew the rock was there. So then nothing with having a rock in your lap. You're watching it, you're careful. You're allowed to have a rock in your lap. Elamai, what happened? You forgot. Oh, the fact that you forgot. Shikha is an oinus. The fact that you forgot, that's an oinus. It brings a rabbi from in Shavuos. Gemara says, the guy made a Shavuah that my Rebbe said this, and really the Rebbe said nothing of the sort, and because he thought that the Rebbe said this, the Gemara goes down the story, two Marayim, one swore the B'Yechon said this, one swore the B'Yechon said this, obviously one of them was wrong. The Gemara says they both part are why, because they're an oinus. Because each one thinks that that's the Rebbe said. So Mela, his lave was Mahanasim. So Mela, the fact that you forgot, yeah, it doesn't, that's an itis. So Mela, but also the fact that I forgot the rock, that's the fact that I forgot the rock was there, down that I'm an itis. So again, putting the rock there is not a problem. The fact that I forgot the rock was there and I got up, it's also an itis. That's why it's not done with the fire. When I have a fire and I don't watch it, the nature of fires is that it spreads. And if you weren't careful, so Mela, it's pshia, and that's why you chayiv dal d'var. So Mela, zokmuk yaisiv, this is all from the Ramah. So you want to say from this, a chiddush la'alacha, which is again, Hilchos Arachayim, Hilchos Tefillah. Yeah? And you say, you know, 21st century Baba Kama. You know, Baba Kama is not just, you know, about axes and, you know, and fires. Alacha ma'is, l'gabay tefillah. The halacha is that if someone forgot to daven shacharit, daven mincha twice, forgot to daven mincha, daven maariv twice. Yeah, the din of teshlumin. But it's nafka. But if you're pesheya and you didn't daven, then there's no makeup. So meila, let's say a guy had enough time, yeah, and he got busy doing other things, and then you know ben his man or whatever it is, you know, doesn't have his set schedule. So Mela got busy playing ball, chay, doing other things, and by the time he realizes it, it's ready to pass Zman Necha. Does he have to shlumen or not? Says the Nuki Yosef, that what? He's not called Meiz in Pesheya, he's B'chal Toya. He's the Toya by his Pasha, he's called Shnayim with Tashlumen. Oh, so too he says, the guy's chay of a Shavuah, He's going to pay him by a certain day. And he remembered when there was still time to pay. Then he got distracted. And he ended up not paying. Was he Ayyvah and Shavuah? So we say, no. He wasn't Ayyvah and Shavuah. And this is what's called in Yeshiva, the Oinus B'yayim Achrayim. In other words, he could have done it earlier. Right? We say, no. He was Oinus B'yayim Achrayim. And that the Chiddush of the Mukhi Yosef, I'll pay the Ramah, that he's considered an Einus, a Mela, he could daven twice, he could daven Tashlumen, and the Gabi Shavua, it's not considered that he made a Shavua Sheker, he wasn't Ayyvah on a Shavua, because he was an Einus. The fact that he forgot to pay, he was planning on paying, he forgot to pay, then Shikha is an Einus.
So if you forget a Shabbos, why Chav Chatzis Kishir, it's an Einus. If you forget a Shabbos,
Kasha. Why is that shady? Kasha. Shikh is. Maybe what I'm about to say, maybe we'll answer your question. Okay, let's wait for one second. Oh, so the Kasha Maisa that the Velt asks, and that is the Gemara B'Metzia and a Mafkid. I think it's a Flamahei. The Gemara says if the Shomer doesn't remember where he put the object,
he doesn't.
The Shomer, the guy comes to the Shomer, any Shomer, he says, "Hold my object back. I forgot where I put it." Yeah.
Doesn't Rashi say that he says
the
end of
Rashi
if a Malacha is a
Miskoven, then it says I'm talking the Gemara. No, we'll get back to it. Let me just finish what I'm saying. A Shomer. Yeah, says I don't know where it is. Says the Gemara, Kol lo yadana pshiyusa. Yeah, Kol lo yadana. the saying lo yadana, saying I don't know, that's a pshia. And in Hashem Mechinam is chayim. So everyone asks, everyone screams in Megayse. How can you guys tell me that shikha is an einis? Yeah, and may yeah Shlomo shikha is an einis. And may that you could have in tashlumin. And may you were not even your shvua. So why does the Gemara say about Hashem Mechinam? Yeah, Yochanan, yeah. Why about Hashem Mechinam? Do we say that what? That kol eidana pshiusa. Hashem Mechinam is chayiv. If he doesn't remember, we place the bekam. Oh, so chayra. The chayra teretz is because a shomer has an obligation to watch. Okay, so nichlan is obligation to watch is to know what the object is. Yeah, you can't say I forgot. Yeah. Your job description is clearly not forgetting. You have to make sure that if you put it somewhere for safekeeping, so you write it down somewhere where you put it. You're a shomer. The shomer is mechayiv you, yeah? The shmira is mechayiv you, yeah? Not to forget. And if you're a forgetful person, so you put it somewhere, so you make a note somewhere, yeah? You make a note somewhere where you put it, yeah? Because otherwise, you're nichshol and you're shmira. Shmira is mechayiv you not to forget. So when it says kol yidana pshiusa, not saying that forgetting is a pshia. It's saying forgetting by a shomer who's mechayiv to watch it. Nichman yichayiv to watch it to make sure you know where it is. Then when the guy comes, you can get back to him. So by then we say forgetting is a pshia. Yeah, shema kesvara. Yeah, mashenkein by the shvua. He forgot what the Rebbe said, right? Oh, so I'm thinking now, maybe to answer the question, maybe it's a drush, I don't know, it's a drush. He said, by Shabbos also is a chiv shmiru, shmartim, zoch v'shomar, this is the shmir of Shabbos. So maybe the shmir of Shabbos is mechayiv you, and you shouldn't forget that it's Shabbos, maybe. But, Based on the Teres, the Gabe Shaimer, maybe we have Teres, the Gabe Shabbos also. No, I think it'll work. Now, yeah, okay? Should we get another Teres?
I think, doesn't just Rashi just say that if it's not Malach Mashab, then it's not. It's
no, Rashi just gave it, what is example of Shaimer? Yes, Aiden's asking, but if the Mukyes is telling me that forgetting is an Einis, if a guy does machshavas ba'ainis, he doesn't mean a chatas, right? Only shaygig. So if he doesn't know this aser, okay, not that he didn't get. He doesn't know that bar is aser. He never learned that bar is aser. He thinks bar is mutter. Okay, that's shaygig. But if he forgot that Shabbos, so as I'm saying, no. Just like by Shemachinos, there's a chiv shmira. So to by Shabbos, nichol is a chiv to remember that it's Shabbos. Oh. What? No. So he didn't forget. He never knew that it was Shabbos. He never knew that it was Shabbos. He didn't forget that it was Shabbos. Huh?
Oh,
maybe another Teretz. Yeah, right then. Rashi says he thought it was Yom Chol, right? So maybe it's not Pshat. Shabbos morning he went to shul and he knows it's Shabbos. He had a kiddush club and everything. He knows that it's Shabbos. But then it came the afternoon and he forgot that it's Shabbos, right? That you say, but he didn't forget. He looked at the wrong day. He woke up. He looked at the wrong day of the calendar.
I think Yavlocha is mutter.
Could be. He never knew. He didn't forget. Why is it?
No, then you wouldn't be chayav. If you didn't know before, you wouldn't be chayav.
What do you mean?
That's the idea of tchila also.
You did it Shabbos.
The idea that's also, then you forget it's also, then you have a chadis.
The idea of the melacha?
Yeah.
Sure?
Pretty sure.
What's mine? Say it. Fine. No, that's it. What's mine now? Oh. Now. Oh, so this halacha, this chiddush of Mugi Yosef, the Mugi Yosef himself wants to say, maybe it's not a sushtel to the tefillah. He says, maybe. So there we see the Chazal said, "You now sit in front of a barber, some of the mincha, because it might extend into zman mincha." So Gemara that so we see, yeah, interesting Mugaisa. We said, what do we see from that? The Chazal or Machayev, when it comes to davening, Chazal or Machayev, that you should take precautions. Don't take a haircut, don't be nechaz in a huge suda before mincha, because maybe you'll forget. Right? So Mela, what's that saying? That saying is, we see Chazal or Machayev you to make sure that they don't forget to daven. So Mela, if a guy, he remembered to daven, and then he could have davened. So maybe he should have davened right away. He shouldn't have gotten involved in whatever he's getting involved in, they might forget. So maybe you see that Chazal or Machayev, Nafka by Tefillah, you have to preemptive, and you have to make sure you're not going to forget. Now, La'alacha, in Shulchan Aruch, in Siman Kuf Ches, the Mechaber Paskins like that this halacha. Nishal Yisbal by Aishi Yishal Yisman Yisbal, Shazam Yishdayin, Yishol Yisman Achash Yigmar, etc. And then is, they has Tashlum. Okay? Now, so Magen Avraham points out that the best is not a pasha. Now, this sheet of the Mugiyasa by us, yeah, Afida Ramah, is a famous sheet of Aguda. Anybody learn Ksubis, the Sugya of Yeshayan is begitten. So over there is a sheet of the Aguda, and the Beis Yosef brings it down in Simen, Chash Mishpat Simen, Reish Zayin. There's Yosef and Simon Reish Zayin. Magen Avraham over here brings it down. And it's interesting that in Shulchan Aruch, the Aguda says no, that Oinus Mi Amachrayim is not considered Oinus. The Sefer Aguda says that if you could have done it earlier and then you ended up being an Oinus and you couldn't do it afterwards, that's not called Oinus. The Sefer said you could have done it before. And he brings a raya from the sugya of, I want to be myrich, the sugya by Bata Erechaima. The halach is that when you sold the field, you sold the house, you have one year to redeem it. Right? You have 1 year to redeem it. If you don't redeem in that first year, you lose it. Gemara says, Gemara Gittin says that Hillel was worried. What were people doing? People would come and want to redeem it the last day. Yeah, you know, he finally got the money together. We had to buy the house back, and the one who bought the house would go hide somewhere. You couldn't get it then. Yeah, so maybe you couldn't redeem it. Yeah, so Hillel was masakin that you could give the money to Bez or whatever it is that you should be able to redeem the house. Says the Sefer Aguda, what's the problem? What's the problem? You're an itis. You don't have to be a machron. Right? I'm an itis. The guy's not here for me to give him the money. Right? Why did Hillel make it the condo? Because people would hide. And they wouldn't let you give it to them. Because you're an itis. Why have to make it the condo for? Yeah? Oh. Zok. Elma, you see, the only thing you could have done earlier, right? You had a whole year to do it. Yeah, why wait until the last day? So Elma, you see, the only thing you could have done is not an oinus. And in your day, El Gabi Shvua, the Ramah brings down two shittas. That's what Mugger's bothers. Why by Tefillah doesn't the Ramah brings down the shita of Mugi Yosef, our Gemara, that you could have it. Oh, so Maisa though, the Ktsais, the Ktsais in Simen. Where's the Ktsais? The Ktsais is in Simen. Nun. Hey. So Ktsais. So first of all, what do you do with the Mekiyais Raya? What do you do with the Gudis Raya from Badar Chaima? Because the Ktsais asks Kashas on. I don't want to go where Kashas from. So again, but the Ktsais in Simen Nun Hey wants to say that Bata Erechaima is different. Yeah? Oh, Maisa, he says a very good svar. Again, the Sefer Aguda says, that Bata Erechaima, the last day, the guy is running away, he can't give the money. Ah, you're knowing this. El my own is being mashman. Says the tzayis. It's a sukkapel of mice and same aguda. Yeah. Zav the tzayis. Hello. Zav the tzayis. By bot erechaim, you have a year to buy it back. Let's say you're an oinus. Yeah? Let's say you're an oinus. You were sick in bed the whole year. And you couldn't buy it. You couldn't do it. Yeah? You're an oinus. Says the Ktais, tafak. Oinus, Rachman Patre. But we don't say oinus is as if you did it. So if Ktais, you have to buy it back by the end of the year, right? If you didn't buy it back, you lose it. So what? I was an oinus. And I didn't buy it back. But the oinus doesn't say it's kilu, you did it. If you did something by oinus, yeah, so we say potter, it's as if you didn't do it. Yeah? You're not responsible for it. Yeah? But over here, we don't say if I'm oinus, kilu, I did it. Yeah? A guy was oinus, he didn't daven. You can say as if he davened? No. So if you didn't daven. So maybe over here, you have to buy it back. If you didn't buy it back, yeah? I don't care if you're an oinus, you didn't buy it back. So if you didn't buy it back. Oinus doesn't say as if you bought it back. So Mela, over there it's not Shaykh oinus. So you can't tell me, oh, it's oinus be a machron, why you need the Karnas Hillel? There, oinus doesn't help you b'chal. So Mela, that's why it's not a riot.